This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Friday, August 8, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sheila Baradas. Making headlines today. Communications Minister Ivy Matsepe-Kasaburi said on Thursday that Cabinet's decision to approve the broadcasting digital migration policy was providing a framework for South Africa to start the migration from analog to digital broadcasting. It would start in November this year. She said that Cabinet had also approved the manufacturing of set-top boxes, the provision of STBs as a tool for crossing the digital divide, and the technical specifications that STBs had to adhere to. Households with analog television sets will use STBs to convert the digital signal to analog signal. Local manufacturers had the potential to manufacture up to 5.6 million STBs a year. This creates the opportunity to establish an export sector. Also, the installation, repair, and sale of the STBs will create jobs.
The benefits of the digital migration is considered for us as part of our developmental agenda and setting the priorities that we have set for ourselves in order to really begin e-government services for all citizens, especially those who had a limited or no access.
Deputy Minister of Education, Enver Sirti, said on Thursday that government hoped to have no functionally illiterate or illiterate people in South Africa by 2015. The Department of Education is spending 6.1 billion rand over a five-year period to halve illiteracy by 2012. This is through its Karigude Let Us Learn mass literacy campaign. Over 9 million people in South Africa are illiterate or functionally illiterate. To date, 360,000 learners have been enrolled. There are 24,000 volunteer educators, 2,800 supervisors, and 150 coordinators involved. Sirti said the department would target an enrollment figure of 1.2 million people in 2009.
As we speak right now, there's a wonderful initiative in KwaZulu-Natal, and we don't feel that it should be excluded from what we're doing. In fact, we're working quite collaboratively in terms of ensuring that we reach as many people as possible, because it is really to give everybody an opportunity. And we're going to intensify, and we hope by 2015 that South Africa would have no illiterate or functionally illiterate people.
Government figures show that the fall in South Africa's gold production continued in June. The industry produced 12.3% less gold than in the same month the previous year. Statistics South Africa said that actual total mining production for the quarter ended June 30 slid by 6.3% compared with the figure for the June quarter in 2007. South Africa's mining industry has since January had to operate at an average of 10% less power than normal, which was curbing production. The gold industry has also lost ounces because of a crackdown on safety in its mines. Also making headlines, South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry says that business confidence has picked up. Grinneker LTA says that Heineken's South African brewery is to be completed by June 2009. Raymond Parsons says economic policy delivery is vital if growth is to be accelerated. Xstrata's offer for Lonmin is rejected as wholly inadequate. Aquarius CEO Stuart Murray is confident that common sense will prevail in Zimbabwe's ownership law. And De Beers officially closes the Oaks mine in Limpopo. In political news, a report states that a Zimbabwe power-sharing deal is close. Zwelinzima Vavi says the Scorpions have become a law unto themselves. The Johannesburg High Court considers a full bench in the Chlorpe case. And Mozambique cuts its diesel tax to rescue fish production. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.